20 News Now, 7:42. The Washington State Legislative Session now in the home stretch. Joining us live from Olympia this morning is Senator Junie Warnick out of Moses Lake. Senator Warnick, thank you for being here. It's going to be a bit of a mad dash to the finish line.
You've got that right. And thank you for having me on. And we are winding down. We have a lot of important work yet to do. We've got budgets to approve, transportation, operating, and my favorite, the capital budget. We are going to be briefed on that today, but it's we're done midnight Thursday night is the final gavel for the 2022 supplemental legislative session. But we've got some things going on, but some bills are dying, and we're trying to keep others alive. The biggest bill that I thought we had a chance of passing was the Emergency Powers Reform Bill. 5909 came out of the Senate. It was being considered in the House. And after about a 20-minute debate, the Speaker of the House said she's going to pull the bill. She's going to put it down. So it had no chance of finalizing this session. And immediately we had a tweet come out that the Republican filibuster killed the bill. They'd only been talking 20 minutes, and Washington State doesn't have filibuster in place. So it wasn't our fault. Democrats are in control in the Senate and the House and the governor's chair. So for some reason, we couldn't get reform of the emergency powers this year.
Do you anticipate? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, I was just wondering if you anticipate some of the budget, some of those other things to take priority this week?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. We have to. We have to do that because without the passage of the budget, then we can no longer, we can't go ahead and fund what we need to do as a state. We can't fund those great school projects. We have a school in my district that completely burned down, Elmira. We need to rebuild that school for that community. So that's part of it. And those have to be done before midnight on Thursday. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to carry forward. But I just wanted to let people know I appreciate people involvement in the process. I ran some numbers. We had well over 116,000 people weigh in on debates, weigh in on the committees, signed up for just a position. They didn't testify. We had about 47, almost 5,000 people testify during the committees, and that was all due to the virtual nature because we could get more people on. They didn't have to travel, so I'd like to keep that going for the future. Keep the ability for people from Spokane to be able to testify virtually on bills, whether they're pro or con on bills.
Yeah, it certainly has.
We've had more.
Yeah. It has added to the process, especially for those of us in Eastern Washington. So, Senator, thank you so much for your time this morning. Best of luck with the rest of the session. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you. You take care. Bye.